the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that's shining free, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world. Open my eyes to the world.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight, March 12th, 2017, we are on a full moon in Virgo, and this is the last Pisces Virgo eclipse and nodes that we'll be having for the next 9 years. It's time to talk about ascension. Every time we change our node rotation, things change in the universe as well as within the world. So 2017 and 2018 promise to be years of great changes. What can we do about that? Concentrate on ourselves, on our spiritual growth, and what we plan ahead for ourselves as we grow into the light of ascension. This is Ascension Lesson 4, and we're going to be talking about the new chakra energy system, the circle of light and how it works, as well as the divine seals. In addition to the normal chakra energy system, there exists an extended chakra system, the spiritual chakras, which is just now coming into humanity's awareness. This energy system is latent in most people. However, as more people advance spiritually and begin to ascend and raise their vibration, this extended energy system begins to unlock the golden door. This new system, a natural part of the fifth dimension, is the next step in spiritual evolvement of the planet. In the past, the fifth dimension energy systems have not been available to all, but only to the chosen few. Now the time has arrived for others to become aware of this system and reap the rewards of using it in their daily and spiritual lives. The present understanding of the chakra system gives you 7+1, the foot to crown, the extra chakra. Chakra 0 is your earth grounding center and is located at the balls of both feet. Above the crown chakra are 4 more, numbered 8 and then 10 to 12. The ninth chakra is located at the base of your skull at the back of your head, where the spine and the brain come together. And the 8.5 chakra is extended about 8 feet from behind your head, right behind your baby bump. This forms a triad between the 8th and 9th chakras. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which always has been a part of the human energy field, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her own inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the Earth in its evolution. The first chakra group, 0 to 7, the physical chakras, are meant to help you with your development regarding the Earth, the third dimension, and they help you to become one with the planet. Then, the next 5 chakras, 8 to 12, help you to become one with the universe. Your awareness is slowly being moved away from your center, your own physical self, outward to encompass the larger framework of other people, life forces, realities, and divinity itself. In this way, you become more than you were before and more perfect too. As you stop focusing on yourself and begin to focus on these larger energies, you move out of your small world and step into a new universe where almost anything is possible. From a reality-creating standpoint, this movement is possibilities is very, very powerful. This extended chakra system aids you into breaking down of self within the confines of time and space. To move outward into other dimensions and realities is to come face to face with the idea that the physical earth is just one place of many and that you could have or inhabit. In the vast regions of the universe, you have existences that are just as rooted and meaningful as your present earthbound cohabitation is. There are things that you do in these other realities like you do here on Earth, and these things are just as significant as your physical lives. Furthermore, when you begin to glimpse these other realities and see what is happening, a new picture of what is developing begins to take shape. You realize that all your existences are like individual musical instruments in a great orchestra that you are directing and creating. You see yourself as a being that transcends time and the physical body. Each spiritual chakra, besides aiding your own energy, development, and well-being, helps you to touch a particular portion of the vast universe. Each spiritual chakra opens up to a corresponding doorway to another portion of the great vastness that is the Creator. During the process, you could become aware of past lives and places that you might begin to access and identify with. You may also begin to remember and utilize your talents from the past and incorporate that into the learning presence of this lifetime. There is a natural order to each chakra. The opening of one leads very gently to the opening of the next. Because of this order, these centers will awaken one by one, with each center becoming more alive as another, higher one. And the higher one begins to spin as soon as the lower one gets into balance and harmony with your seven original chakras. And as this continues, the new spiritual chakras become in synchronicity with the chakras below. If you were to observe the openings from a perspective of time, there is a pattern to each opening. Generally, the eighth chakra will open first, located in the fourth dimension, with a delay before another expansion occurs. Then, after this delay, the 8.5 chakra will guide the ninth chakra to open, and the 10th will show a glimmer of activity. At this point, the 8th chakra will expand more. Then, when the 10th chakra actually starts to open, the 9th chakra will experience another expansion, with the 8th center expanding out even further. The next level, or octave, will have the 11th chakra expanding, with the 12th chakra center showing just a glimmer of activity. Then the process continues, bringing each energy down into the other chakra centers, forcing them to open more and spin in balance. Luckily, the newest chakra, the 8.5 chakra, has arrived to filter this intense energy and protect the body from becoming overexposed or from opening up too fast for the lower body system to receive it, absorb it, and regulate the new vibrations. The 8.5 chakra is filtered by invisible guides and angels. Each chakra has its own shape and its own color. And the original seven chakras have changed because the solar plexus has now become the color green and the heart center has now become a brilliant yellow. I'm going to go through them one by one, starting with the foot chakra. I'm going to name them and I'm going to tell you what they bring to you as they open. The foot chakra. The color is hunter green. The sign is Virgo. It brings grounding, stability, balance, and earth connection. It affects the feet, the legs, and the knees. The root chakra. The color is red. The sign is Aries. It brings strength, security, foundation, and it affects the kidneys and the spinal column. The spleen chakra, the color is orange. The sign is Cancer. It brings you prana, union, receiving, and creativity. It affects the spleen, the sexual organs, the sacral, and the lower back. The solar plexus chakra is a brilliant Kelly green. The sign is Capricorn. It brings willpower, integrity, gut reactions, and decision making. It rules the adrenals, the stomach, and the gallbladder. The heart center chakra, the color is a brilliant yellow, and the sign is Leo. It affects love, peace, harmony, and laughter. And it affects the thymus, the circulatory system. The throat chakra, the color is light blue and the sign is Pisces. It brings discernment, affluence, abundance, and communication. It rules the thyroid, the lungs, and the alimentary canal. The third eye chakra. The color is indigo, and the sign is Aquarius. It brings knowledge, freedom, wisdom, and clear seeing. It rules the pituitary gland, the nose, and the left eye. The crown center, in the center of the top of your head, the color is violet. The sign is Sagittarius. It brings immortality, infinity, grace, and bliss. It affects the right eye, the auric shield, and your ears. The eighth chakra. The color is ultraviolet, but it looks and appears to be crystal clear. The sign is Taurus. It brings compassion, selflessness, telepathy, and spiritual skills. It also brings desire for service and the higher ego. The 8.5 chakra. The color is amber, and the sign is EMC square. It strengthens the aura, raises your vibration, brings the new fifth dimension energies, and it brings balance and acceptance. It is also filtered by the higher forces. It opens the spine for higher vibrations. The ninth chakra, magenta, is in the back of your head, and the sign is Scorpio. It brings the soul blueprint, your karma, the Akashic records, higher abilities, and higher decision-making. It unlocks your spiritual skills, rules your pineal gland and your left brain. The 10th chakra is the higher heart center of the body. Its color is a beautiful, radiant amber gold. The sign is Gemini, and it brings healing power, forgiveness, merging, and joy. It also brings total oneness and heart with the heart. The 10th chakra connects with the 4th chakra, and that's how you begin to work with the circle of light. The 11th chakra is an aqua blue, and the sign is Libra. It brings telekinesis, universal love, the heart of the mother, and spiritual realization. It brings you also soul healing and unity, with a softness, with a love, with a mothering. The new aqua color, when it melds with the amber color, brings you a very high vibration. The 12th chakra is the diamond, and it glows bright like the sun. It represents infinity. It brings you advanced spiritual skills, teleportation, bilocation, and it brings you the heart of the Father. It rules the universal body and brings you true ascension. So these are the new spiritual chakras, and you can read about them and see them in my book, The New Spiritual Chakras by Elizabeth Joyce, which is available on Amazon.com. The world is simply overflowing with spiritual energy at this time. From the center of the galaxy, the double helix energy is pouring onto this planet, helping everyone open their hearts to a new way of living and understanding. I know I've mentioned this in every other ascension lesson, but it's so thrilling to me to watch how these changes manifest. And now we're going to listen to William Vitalis tell us about how heaven is overflowed.
Down her knees, and heaven is overflow. Heaven is overflow. Sound of vernal showers on the twinkling grass. Rain awakened flowers, all that ever was. Joy. Thy music does encompass. Teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. Oh, teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world would listen then, as I am listening now.
And that's William Vitalis with Heaven is Overflowed. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We are having lesson Ascension 4 tonight, and we're discussing the new spiritual chakras, the circle of light, and the divine seals. Because of the way the new spiritual chakra centers open, it's a good idea to work with the chakra system from the ground up. In this way, the natural awakening of the spiritual senses will take place in correct order, and you will not have to contend with overloading yourself or your clients. From a healing standpoint, this is a good thing to remember. If you are not sure which spiritual centers are active, then always clear each center starting from the 8th and going up towards the 12th. Always work up on the body, never down. Working in this manner, you will feel increasing resistances as you approach the spiritual chakras that are not yet open. The idea is to avoid opening up a center prematurely, which is difficult to do anyway. Be aware there are several safeguards in place to keep this from happening. Too swift an opening of one of the new chakras can burn up the brain cells and cause severe mental disorder. But by gently becoming aware of the vibration of these centers, in time, you will quickly be able to access the individual spiritual position. You will know what's going on in a person's life, and you will also know just how to help them. As you see, knowing what spiritual chakras are open will give you great insight to what lessons the individual is dealing with if you work with clients. Unlike the lower centers, there is a plan to their opening, and the gifts and lessons that are bestowed on the individual are carefully guided from invisible forces, our angels and guides. Sometimes a particular spiritual chakra will not awaken. Even with the vibrational nature of the spiritual chakra's awakening, it's possible for one to be bypassed. For example, the 9th center could become blocked from opening because of some structural abnormality in the soul blueprint. When the 10th center begins to awaken, as it will pass the energy on to the lower centers. If the 9th is blocked, the energy will pass by it and go over to the 8th, and the 8th will expand even more. What you will have is an open 10th center with a blocked 9th center and an open 8th center. This will cause an imbalance until the 9th center is cleared. This could be one of the reasons we are now experiencing divine headaches. Generally, the even number centers are fluid, 8th, 10th, and 12th, and tend to pass on energy even if they are closed to some extent. However, they do tend to shut down completely if there is a problem, blockage, or imbalance with them. Once you clear up an even-numbered center, it begins to vibrate correctly. You will usually not have to go back into that center later and do more healing. On the other hand, you will find that the odd number centers, the 9th and 11th, tend to develop various kinds of blocks and will not shut down completely. Unlike an even number center, these blocks keep the chakras from operating at a full potential, or very least, operating strangely. For this reason, you may find that clearing the odd number centers will become more common in your vibrational healing work. By learning what each spiritual chakra contains and its vibrational rate, you will know exactly what gifts of the soul are held back by these blocks. I have designed a chart showing all of the chakras, the body and the spiritual chakras, what colors they are, and what they bring to you. That chart is obtainable both in the books as well as if you send me an email to Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. I would be happy to send you the spiritual chakra chart. Remember, the odd color chakras tend to have energetic hardware problems. In your clearing and restructuring work of typical odd number centers, you will literally have to find the improper connection and redirect or rewire it to where it should be flowing. If you are clairvoyant and can see on the finer planes the manifestation, then note that while doing a healing on an odd member center, it will look as if you were working on some kind of intricate electrical circuit. You may see what looks like a loose, burned out old filament, and this filament can be removed and a new one set into place to correct the pathway. These improper connections tend to develop due to the reincarnation process. If a lifetime is not properly closed or cleared after the soul has moved on to the next incarnation, certain energy strands do not get wired properly in the rebirth with these odd number spiritual chakras. As you evolve through the reincarnation process, you actually construct and wire up these odd energy centers yourself. This is one of the main purposes of hosting a body here on Earth. With a completely flawless reincarnation cycle, these odd centers assemble in the proper fashion. Flawless, in this instance, means a set of incarnations where the lacks of one are properly balanced by the abundance of another. Typically, when these chakras begin to awaken and spin, they should do what they are supposed to do. However, from improperly cleared lifetimes in the reincarnation cycle, some of these connections can be either left out or wired incorrectly. When these centers begin to open, they misfire and they don't start properly. Part of the healing process is to go in and rewire that chakra so it can operate as it's supposed to. Naturally, the act of rewiring that chakra will release that particular life experience and free the individual from its corresponding change. We have approached 2012 and passed it, and the past lives of every soul are now coming up for review for thousands of people who are now being thrown off center. These kinds of traumas are not your typical life experience material. They are behavior patterns of a multi-lifetime existence, and you want to be free of them. Be aware, this is what will be happening with your new clients as well. For example, reincarnating into a body that has poor circulation time and time again is a sign of an improperly cleared lifetime. In this case example, one of the odd number spiritual centers, most likely the 9th chakra, the karmic blueprint center, has a filament in the wrong place. This incorrect filament usually shows itself when the individual This incorrect filament usually begins to show itself as the individual begins to ascend and that spiritual chakra begins to open. The removal or resetting of the improper filament to its correct place will not only restore the chakra, but it will enable the individual to reincarnate in a body more suitable should that individual reincarnate again. At the very least, it will restore that individual's present body function as well and bring everything back to normal. The good news about all this is that there's a brand new healing process in place that came right from the center of the universe and the heart of the divine. And it's called vibrational healing using the circle of light and the divine seals. So here's a little bit of information about healing as we go on down the road. And I know that there's a lot more information that will be coming through the ethers over the next 20 to 30 years. This is very exciting. And guess what? We're not going to need to do past life regressions any longer as we advance as humans, because we're going to be able to sit, meditate, and go back into them and correct history as it comes up on the body of the current lifetime. If you are not yet able to etherically see the improperly functioned filaments, there are mudras that can be used to instruct you exactly on what level and where the malfunction is located, and in exactly what chakra. Permanent and very powerful body healing can be accomplished by working with the odd number spiritual chakras. These healings are almost always karmic in nature, and the individual's life will surely be different after a harmonization and ascension vibrational healing session, or coming to a divine sitting where the divine seals will be applied. You can set a condition that the ninth chakra is worked on for clearing during the divine sittings. This will create a more rapid change in the body, mind, and soul of an individual that is awakening to his or her higher spirituality. This may be uncomfortable for a while, but in truth, it's very common because these odd number centers are being awakened and many of these improper connections are being reworked and cleared. Prior to this ascension state, the universal gift of these new highly focused ascension energies is in the clearing of a particular karmic pattern. Normally, this requires the individual to reincarnate and go through that lifetime over again to revise and rewire a filament. However, as the planet evolves and more people come into their spiritual awareness, the oneness, these energy centers will open in a natural way. This facilitates a kind of a healing and clearing of the soul that has not been known or felt throughout the galaxy for eons. We're going to be able to clear and balance by working with the new double helix energies and the new spiritual chakras together. The even number spiritual chakras, 8, 10, and 12, are a bit different from the odd number ones. These centers deal with fluid states of being. They also deal with spiritual knowledge and its proper use in the universe. But more importantly, they are responsible for implementing and programming from the previous chakra. For example, the 8th chakra is responsible for processing and programming contained in the 7th chakra. And the 10th chakra is responsible for processing the programming in the 9th chakra. And the 12th chakra is responsible for processing the programs in the 11th chakra. Therefore, when a particular odd number center, 7, 9, 11, is spinning properly, but there seems to be a problem in getting the individual to implement the proper patterning, then the corresponding higher, even number 8th, 11th, and 12th chakra system needs to be looked at more closely. With our new indigo, rainbow, and far-seeing children, I think these healing powers will come in more quickly than they would with just the three-dimensional people trying to ascend. These new lives are going to bring us more spiritual balancing and higher level connection than would have happened if we were just ascending ourselves. They bring rare gifts as they choose to incarnate on the planet. The healer needs a good understanding of what each spiritual chakra is and its relationship with its twin chakra to see where the problem or blockage may lie. For example, if an ascending individual has a fear of leaving the body, this fear will keep the 12th chakra closed. They will be unable to take advantage of the programs in the 11th chakra, which deal with the spiritual path of the soul, and will not be able to travel consciously outside the body into the galaxy, universe, and beyond. In this instance, a clearing of this fear would be necessary so that the energy center can properly begin its spin. The individual can then project free of the body and make full use of this ability, walking fully aware in their universal body. On the other hand, if that same individual can etherically project out of the body, but is yet unable to travel into the past, then the 12th chakra is functioning properly. You will know the defect lies in an inappropriately wired 11th chakra, which is blocking the individual from being able to travel into the past. A filament in the 11th chakra is wired improperly, so the individual does not have the proper access to this information. He can travel out of body because some of those programs are usable and the 12th center is operating, but he cannot avail himself of that one aspect, soul travel into the past. As you can see, a clear pattern in diagnosing these spiritual chakras and enabling them to function properly is beginning to develop. As we get into the specifics of each spiritual chakra, you will be able to see a spiritually awakened individual and tell just which chakra has the problem and what the remedy is. The new vibrational healing is the way of the future. Working and applying the divine seals has come to the planet and will be the way that we heal, as well as through the energy of our new third eye. This is high-level healing in a process whereby vibrations are introduced or transferred into a human being's physical and energetic body. The vibrations that have become unbalanced in the physical or university body are adjusted. This is based on the idea that illness or disease in these bodies are characterized by blockages and imbalances. These blockages and imbalances cause a cell, organ, system, or energetic body to slow its vibration. Slow vibration results in disease or illness. The vibration of vibrational healing restores the body back to the natural flow of this energy. As you grow and develop and ascend and begin to use these energies wisely, you will be working in accordance with natural law. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. This is Ascension Lesson Number 4. We'll continue after the break, so don't go away. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip, my stargazing report for the week of March 13th. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing Week of March 13th through March 18th, 2017. As we go into a softer week for March, be aware that the communications planet Mercury has moved into the shadow of its coming retrograde cycle starting April 9th, and things are beginning to slow down. Mercury moves into pioneering Aries on Monday, suggesting that you begin to open up to new ideas and better live your life. When a planet is in the shadow prior to turning retrograde, you're going to get a hint about what you're going to need to work on during the retrograde period, in this case, between April 9th and May 3rd. Mercury in Aries makes it easy to get to the point of what you intend to say. The saying, "I know that's what I said, but it's not what I meant," doesn't apply here. This spring has a theme of shifting values, especially in changing relationships and material world needs and desires. We're just about at the spring equinox. Wednesday and Thursday are the best days for projects that require intense focus and research. Turn off the phone and concentrate on projects that require laser beam focus. If you participate in St. Patrick's Day on Friday, stay in integrity with the law and authority figures. The energetic sun makes a challenging square to boundary-setting Saturn. It may be that you are just tired and you want to quit early on the 17th. This is not a cosmic combination to thumb your nose at authority figures. This St. Paddy's Day is a bit more serious than usual, and it is not the time for a wild party at your favorite pub. The moon moves into party Sagittarius in the evening of St. Paddy's Day, so have fun, but avoid your Sagittarian big thing, excess, because you will pay for it later, that's for sure. The new union of Mercury and Aries is scheduled for a meeting with Venus on Saturday. As talkative Mercury and relationship planet Venus align, the timing is great for lightweight relationship conversations and flirtation. This is a one-day opportunity to review the glory of your past relationships in a positive light. Have a dinner party with your friends or choose to celebrate St. Patrick's Day a day late. This makes it more intimate, and you can avoid the crazy crowds. Even though Aries can be volatile and Venus is retrograde, this combination leads to good manners, politeness, and social graces in any situation. However, don't expect to have deep relationship conversations, and absolutely do not believe everything that you hear. We close the week approaching the spring equinox. It's finally here. Let's hope that the snow and the cold weather has left as we look at the crocus and the daffodils beginning to show their tiny little heads. Enjoy. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to call to ask a question or to book a reading, the phone number is 201-934-8986. That's my 24-hour answering service. Enjoy your slow week with a smile and get ready for the change of seasons. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now, let's get back to BBS Radio and Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I have just completed my new book, Unlimited Realities. I have completed Unlimited Realities, which is my life story, on the eve of me entering my golden years. It's a memoir. It's the life of a gifted seer and healer. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of the saving of my soul as well as my life. Grammy Hempel was a fourth-generation shaman born on a small Indian tribe in the state of Maine. During that precious time, I learned so much. Grammy taught me integrity of the heart. There, in the Mink Hills of New Hampshire, I received my first nurturing. I felt the touch of God's love, the glory of the animals, nature, clean air and water, honesty, integrity, and most of all, self-responsibility. I came to see that the mark of true wisdom is twofold. First, it encompasses every aspect of our being, body, mind, and spirit. Second, it touches our personal lives as well as our relationships with family, community, and the world. This book, Unlimited Realities, a memoir, is a page-turner. There are many, many spiritual stories over my lifetime, and I'd like to share them with you. Most of them are very uplifting, and they may show you how you yourself have your own psychic sensitivities to create your own unlimited reality. I would love you to read it and share to see how spirit works through the unfoldment of every day of our life. Unlimited Realities can be purchased at my website, www.new-visions.com, and after March 1st, it can be purchased on Amazon.com as well. Pick it up. You won't be able to put it down.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I would be true to honor those alive.
be strong and trust in life each passing day. I would be brave, for there is much to dare.
Elizabeth Hepburn with A Covenant. And we're all making a covenant as we begin the ascension process. There's a lot to release. There's a lot to let go of. Some of it can be very fearful, frightening, and paralyzing. But we are now trusting the universe more than ever before. And as we walk forward with smiles and joy, we know that we are headed in the right direction. We have explored the depth and width of science and are finding a new paradigm. We know that nature functions are essentially mathematical. The world is at war on many levels. Chronic disease is on the rise. Violence pervades the Middle East. Animal agriculture is taking a devastating toll on our ecosystem. Economic exploitation has become business as usual. Governments in all nations are upset as struggles with power persist. We have earthquakes, floods, volcanic eruptions, and other symptoms of climate change that are becoming common occurrences. Every 20 minutes, another species of plant or animal becomes extinct. Every year, 15 million children die of hunger. Proponents of genetically modified foods claim that they can solve this crisis while hiding the data about the destructive effects of these elements on the human health, environment, and physical body. These are all symptoms of the current culture of death. What can one do to effectively counterbalance these dissonances? If consciousness is the permeating essence of life, and our culture upholds a mechanical worldwide view of the highest truths, we can logically then conclude that, guided by the latter, we'll create, in time, a culture of death. The past 400 years bear this out. We must then raise our inner consciousness, you and I, our children, friends, and family, to the very highest levels, and not just as a mere luxury or recreation, but a real survival necessity. This is why this information is so important. Healing consciousness. In order to know how to heal consciousness, we first must need a reliable means to know what it is to heal and to have consciousness and to become conscious. Then we need to understand that the new energies are available on this planet to do exactly that. Raise our vibration levels and hence raise our consciousness. How can this be accomplished? Healing in one form or another tends to be a way of connecting something living to the wholeness of the universe. This is why when a cup mends, we say it has healed. Also, when a heart is broken and then mends, we say it has healed. The former connects something physically separate. The latter connects something separate to our spirit. There can also be mental healing, environmental healing, and so on. Consciousness. Imagine this. Consciousness forms a potentially universal relationship of connection to all nature. This is a powerful definition when practically applied. Thus, to be aware or to be conscious is to know that we simply connect to something. We are so aware of consciousness of life. If this is a reliable and depth insightful definition, then the very presence of consciousness will tend to mend and heal that which is separate. Evidence. There is evidence of this. Thus, when something falls on our head, for example, we have a cut or a bruise, and it hurts. There also immediately occurs a heightened awareness that we call pain. You may cry out, for example, "Oh my God, this hurts!" God here is a connective inner cosmic image, trying to pull down the power of healing within. And the experience of pain is also subliminally connected to the connective healing process. This is why many strongly oppose painkillers or chemical drugs that endanger just This is why many strongly oppose most painkillers or chemical drugs that endanger just unconsciousness and therefore interfere with the integral emotion and spiritual healing. This phase has two major meanings. Healing consciousness can use the word healing as an adjective. This means consciousness with the characteristic of being healed. But this actually is a redundant phrase, something that is critical to know. Western medicine is grounded in the mechanical, math-based vision of nature. Mathematics shows us how to best separate elements of consciousness, moving our awareness away from a very essence of consciousness itself. This is why machines made of separate math-delineated or designed parts tend to be relatively unconscious. Also, using modern methods based as mechanical models, we can expect trouble with any attempt to heal symptomatic ailments since there is no science contained for the fundamental healing of consciousness. Healing consciousness will use the word healing as a verb. This can mean the mending of our state of consciousness or state of being. Consciousness itself actually can never be healed, as it is the foundation of healing itself. It is rather that our state of incompleteness, separateness, consciousness is what needs to be repaired, mended, reconnected, or made whole and brought back into the state of oneness or state of being. Some of us can get into this state once in a while through meditation techniques or by being with a divine soul. However, our bodies are made to incorporate these higher energies and dwell in the state of being for 24/7. To do so requires a deeper understanding and creating an advanced inner technology. This technology is now here on Earth. It has been brought forth in the form of the fifth dimension energies, the double helix, and the divine seals that are presented in ascension accessing the fifth dimension. Healing our entire being. This can be accomplished by intertwining the physical, mental, and emotional parts of ourselves. Actually, we have potentially 12 waves of depths of complete healing, beginning with the healing of our state of consciousness, then expanding progressively to transform our mind, emotions, body, immediate family, community, and social relationships, and finally, our overall connection to our environment and the universe as a whole. It is time for all of us to open up and ascend by choice, by our consciousness. The following are examples in which many of us are experiencing as this energy shifts into higher vibrationary levels. I think it's going to take about the next 30 years for us to really begin to open all of our new spiritual chakras. But I wanted to share this list with you because many people are experiencing these symptoms. I would love to hear from you about you and how you're doing with your ascension process. And if you have any questions about what's been said here, It would be nice to hear from you. My email is Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. Here are some symptoms of the fifth dimension energy shifts. Headaches. Nausea, loose bowel movement, and diarrhea. Muscle aches and joint pain. Depression. Crying for no reason and feeling emotionally vulnerable. Fluttering, pain in the heart area, or breathing problems. Hot flashes and night and day sweats. Do you find when you wake up in the morning that you've been sweating and have to get out of your clothes, if you have any on, or that the sheets are absolutely dripping? And that's because your body is changing along with your DNA and you're being lifted up to higher levels. Extreme tiredness, excessive energy, weight gain. This is a very common complaint. The body feels as if it's been invaded, and so it adds a layer of protection automatically. Losing your memory or feeling spacey. Extreme sensitivity. Blowing out light bulbs and electronics when you enter a room. Animal reactions. You will find that dogs, cats, and other animals will become aware of your energy. They might either be frightened or they want to be around you all the time. Many animals can't get enough of this energy. Others are somewhat frightened because they do not understand it. Good changes. As you vibrate higher, you will find that you no longer want the things that you used to. Coffee, tea, and red meats are just three of the dietary changes that people make as they begin to vibrate faster. Red meat is especially dense and can really affect the body's energy, especially if it has hormones in it. You may develop craving for certain foods or go off your favorite foods. This is normal and a part of the change to the higher vibrationary levels. If you find this happening, then let it happen and explore new possibilities. Our ancestors used miracles to change what they believed. The energy to do this came from the fifth dimension. Today we use science, and the combination of both, when used in harmony, opens a door to a powerful new way of seeing the world. Now science can explain much of why this is possible, because we have learned that we are not limited by the laws of physics or biology. This ascension work teaches us how to speak the quantum language of healing, peace, abundance, and create change. We can now learn and experience how to make the simple shift in the belief that catapults us beyond the limitations of our past. Once we become aware of these life-altering discoveries, we must think of ourselves differently. The key to ascension, healing, and raising your vibration is to understand what belief is and how it works. These works will show us all kinds of levels we need to process through in order to ascend. I invite you to embrace this divine shift and live beyond the paradigm of your false limit. Here is a prayer statement that will open up your heart to your angels and guides and perhaps lead you forward into the higher states. Lord, Spirit, thank you for your kindness to us and for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience with us, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you for your love that is so vast and so deep. Thank you for all of this and more that you put forth to us with no ending. Thank you with deepest gratitude. Try repeating this a few nights a week and see where your life leads you. Please do it with sincerity, openness, and heart-centered. When you do begin to live your true divine purpose, your life will naturally begin to have more positive energy and inspiration in it. This new positive energy then leads to even more joy and success. Sometimes this new energy will show up as greater financial abundance, and also it can appear as a deeper sense of satisfaction, happiness, and true spiritual fulfillment in our lives. So here's a suggestion of some steps you can take to truly begin your ascension process. Find and clarify your soul's divine purpose. Learn how to align fully with your soul's purpose. Know what it is that you are to focus on and create in 2017 and 2018. Discover how to bring your soul's purpose into manifestation. Create an inner plan of action and how to accomplish this. Clear any blocks that are stopping you from knowing, achieving, and living your divine purpose. Discover the secrets of how to keep your plan in alignment, then move ahead throughout the year. Are you ready to have more success and fulfillment in your life? Are you ready to utilize your God-given gifts and talents to your fullest potential? Sometimes, even though we know that we have something special to share with the world, we are not able to fully manifest to our highest potential. When we are not living in our full potential, this can lead to states of frustration, depression, and even feelings of hopelessness. This is because we have physical and emotional issues that chronically sabotage us from moving forward. Sometimes we just need to create enough clarity to create a successful action plan that will allow our gifts to move out into the world. And so we have discussed two in full: the new spiritual chakras and how to raise your vibration. I also want everybody to begin to find out about the divine seals, what they are and how they work, as well as the circle of light. Tonight we are out of time, so I guess I'm going to have to do an Ascension 5. Next week we have Mark Dodich coming. Mark is coming at the spring equinox of 2017 to tell us what's ahead through the summer solstice. And that's exciting. You'll be able to call in and ask Mark a question as well. And now it's time to get ready for our meditation. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBS Radio. It's been a pleasure to be with you tonight, and thank you for listening. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it.
meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.